Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ben and Woods on a Thursday morning here on 97.3 The Fan. You're the driver today?
Yeah.
Out to Arizona?
Yeah.
Paulie's the passenger?
Paulie's the passenger.
Okay. You have your plan of attack?
I don't.
Stopping in El Centro, Yuma, Gila Bend. Any ideas?
I brought snacks.
I'm down to keep the stops to a minimum.
Me too. I brought snacks. I brought some trail mix, and I brought some beef jerky, which is going to smell amazing in the car. Who doesn't like somebody eating some teriyaki beef jerky next to them, Paulie, while they're driving in an enclosed space? My wife brings it on the plane, and I look at her. I'm like, are you out of your mind? Why don't you just bring a big bowl of chili on here as well? No one wants to smell your teriyaki beef jerky on the plane, but yet I'm going to do it to Paulie. I'm only affecting one guy as opposed to, you know, a dozen or so people around you.
I'm not saying that I don't like beef jerky.
I love
beef jerky. Beef jerky's fine. I enjoy beef jerky, but I'm not a beef jerky person. Do you know beef jerky people?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No. It's not just beef. It's jerky people.
Jerky people.
They like salmon jerky. They like venison jerky. They like bison jerky. Any kind of jerky. Like, oh, I got all this new jerky. And they're real. They're way into jerky.
Yes.
Eat it in a pinch for some nice protein.
And they'll argue why it's, it's great. It's all protein. What a great snack.
Yep.
You know, it's not too high in calories. It's just what I need. A little energy, but not too high in carbs. And they're very passionate about the jerky.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't have the jerky passion. I will eat some teriyaki beef jerky every once in a while. But I'm not a jerky person.
My mom works for a guy that has a jerky company, and it's like tenderloin, but it's not jerky, it's meat sticks. And I haven't been able to come around on the meat stick quite yet. I tried one that she sent me, and the flavor is amazing, but it leaves this film and residue in your mouth, so you talk like this after it's over.
I broke my back.
Mike, would you like a beef jerky stick?
Spinal.
It's a Slim Jim.
It's not a Slim Jim.
Essentially.
It's way fancy.
Well, yeah, it's a gourmet Slim Jim.
But you eat it and you're
kind
like, you bite into it, you're like, this is amazing. It tastes so good. And then you finish, you're like, it's like somebody poured like silicone in your mouth. You're like, this can't be, this doesn't feel, I've eaten a tenderloin before and I don't feel this. So there's something in here that's unnatural with this. And my wife will get those chompers, they're called chompers, and she'll just work that meat stick. My wife works a meat stick like nobody else's business. She's like the meat stick master. My wife, Hannah, works it. Just down the hatch.
It's a convenient on-the-go snack.
No problem at all.
High protein.
Yeah. Yeah. I had to go pick up some for her last night after my manager's meeting. Make sure you get to be some chompers before you leave. Okay, chomps.
They have an unbelievable selection of jerky and sticks at Costco.
Do they?
Oh, an entire aisle of maybe
so
like
much.
15 or 20 different like large format options of jerkies and beef sticks.
I still haven't incorporated Costco.
I know you haven't.
I'm getting there, though, because we have this trip, and when I get back, I'm really going to incorporate it. Paul's wife was texting me Costco tips over the break. She's very excited about me getting into Costco, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm gonna really employ it in 2026. But so I got snacks.
I get a ton of Costco use, and it's just me and my wife. Like,
yeah.
You with a family of four.
It's a no brainer.
It's I can't believe it's taking you this long.
I know. It's typical me. I've also brought. Let's see. Here's what I have for us, Paulie. I've got Jack Link's teriyaki beef jerky. Okay.
I'm still unsure about a food that requires that little pack of whatever.
The silica.
Yeah.
Maybe it keeps the film off of your mouth.
I don't know what it does. I really don't.
And then I've got some Kind bars for Paulie and I. Caramel, almond, and sea salt. And then, Paulie, I got us some Signature Mountain Trail Mix. So we're going to have some healthy options in the car. And I have a banana. That's for me. And, you know, we'll see what we can do.
And if your car breaks down and you end up having to walk, you've got good trail snacks.
Trail snacks and carbo loaded were really, really good. We don't have a plan of attack yet. And I did think to myself this morning, I was filling up my water. I thought maybe you don't make Paulie drive, but you ask maybe, hey, do you want to take a shift today? But I don't think I like riding shotgun in my own car. I just don't. I don't think I do. I think I need to control it.
I've driven your car back without you. I've taken your car back before.
I've driven
both of you geriatrics when you fell asleep for like an hour.
That's true.
In the desert.
I was so sick sitting in the back seat. It's the best video we've ever taken.
You know, I don't mind driving, but I'm the same. I don't ever ask because I'm the same way. It's your car. You want to drive.
Yeah, and I feel like if I drive, I get to control the audio and
you're
everything
sick
else.
Or you're like exhausted or anything,
yeah.
Just let me know.
Okay, all right.
It's only 5 hours, I think we'll be okay.
And you're driving out solo.
I am.
Which you like.
I do.
All right, question.
Yeah.
Are you going to raw dog this drive?
I don't have any listening plans at the moment, so I may. At least portions of the drive.
Okay, you will just turn everything off and just vibe out.
The desert scenery.
Don't you get worried that you'll fall asleep if you're raw dogging?
No.
Maybe the lull of PGA Tour radio will actually put you to
sleep.
Yes,
the sounds can make me more relaxed.
And here he is on 7. He's pulled what looks like a 7-iron.
Yeah, unfortunately, there is no golf.
There's no golf, yeah.
I would probably be listening to it. Right now it's basketball season, which brings us to Paulie's gem of audio that he got for us yesterday. And I don't think Woods has heard any of this yet. I heard a little bit before the show. But we had some production work that you needed to put together for our newest a partner here at 97.3 The Fan, the UC San Diego Tritons. I mentioned it earlier this week. You can catch now Tritons basketball, certain games here on 97.3 The Fan. But, of course, that means we need to promote the UCSD Tritons, Bali.
Yes, we do. I had to make a few promos. You know, hey, the Tritons are on 97.3 The Fan. Make sure you listen to all the games right here. And so Adam sent over some copy. And he sent him 5 different pieces of copy for 5 different liners. They're supposed to be 15 seconds long.
It's tough to get 15 in there sometimes, quick, you know?
My ideal situation would be like 13 seconds of voice copy for that, so I can have a little room to play with.
Little room, wiggle room.
This is the lengthiest of the 5 promos for sure, so there's a lot of words, and he's got to cram it all in. So he's moving fast, our voice guy is, but I, you tell me if he should just be able to do this or if perhaps Adam's copy wasn't great.
All right, so who's to blame? Adam or Voice of God?
Live and local college basketball can now be heard on 97.3 The Fan. We are the exclusive radio home of the UCSD Hoops fresh off of their NCAA tournament appearance.
What?
We are the exclusive radio home of UCSD Hoops fresh off of their NCAA... Hello. What the hell? Again, live and local college basketball can now be heard on 97.3 The Fan. We are the exclusive radio home of UCSD Hoops fresh off of their NCAA tournament appearance last season. That is a sentence to kill. Well, imagine if I couldn't breathe. Live and local college basketball can now be heard on 97.3 The Fan. We are the exclusive radio home of UCSD Hoops fresh off... Live and local college basketball can now be heard on 97.3 The Fan. We are the exclusive radio home of UCSD Hoops, fresh off of their NCAA tournament appearance last season. The U.S. The UCSD Tritons play here on 97.3 The Fan. Again. Live and local college basketball can now be heard on 97.3 The Fan. We are the exclusive radio home of UCSD Hoops, fresh off of their NCAA tournament appearance.
Oh my God, he's dying!
Live and local college basketball can now be heard on 97.3 The Fan. We are the exclusive radio home of UCSD Hoops, fresh off of their NCAA tournament appearance last season. The UCSD Tritons play here on 97.3 The Fan.
Finally, that's all you get on that one, which is more than enough, I would say.
That's a five. That's five takes to get that in. That sentence did...
That's a long-ass sentence.
All right, Ben, you do this for a living.
Why does he... There's a comma in there somewhere, like, fresh off their NCAA tournament appearance.
When I'm looking back at the copy, like the actual document Adam sent him. I didn't do this. Live and local college basketball can now be heard on 97.3 The Fan. Good. We are the exclusive radio home of UCSD Hoops. I would probably have just stopped it there, to be honest. He continues. We are the home, exclusive radio home of UCSD Hoops, fresh off of their NCAA tournament appearance last season. The UCSD...
I think last season you don't
that's
need.
That's poor sentence construction.
Yeah.
I think so, too.
I think so, too.
And then it ends with, the UCSD Tritson play here on 97.3 The Fan.
Spelling error.
Had he said Tritson, it would have been the most elite copy.
Well, he's had trouble in the past. I mean, we had him like, he had a sponsor, we had something sponsored by Jamul Casino.
Jamul. One of my favorite drops of all time. Jamul.
This one wasn't a tough word to say. He just, for whatever reason, Eno Saris' name is Harris. It happened one time, he said it with an H, and he
couldn't get it.
All right, for The Fan in San Diego. Here we go. Couple of takes. It's time for the super polished, yet to be named Smart Baseball Weekly segment with Eno Harris. Saris, son of a bitch.
Incredible.
It's time for the super polished, yet to be named Smart Baseball Weekly segment with Eno Harris. That up, didn't I?
He talks like that to his wife and kids, right? When he's like scolding his children, he's in deep radio voice like this.
I don't know that he has another voice.
They're like, Dad. Enough's enough. I love that guy.
Of UCSD Hoops, fresh off.
That's my favorite one. The long. Incredible. The Tristans? What does he say?
The copy said the T-R-I-T-S-O-N.
Tritson. Oh, the Tritson.
The Tritson. Instead of the Tritons.
Adam, come on, man.
I did it again in a couple of the lines. We're lucky he didn't say Tritson's. He said one.
What's he doing, man? Right, misspelled copy.
Fresh off their NCAA tournament appearance.
He says Tritons, spells it right in the first line. Spells it wrong in the second liner. Spells it right and wrong in the third liner.
Good idea here from SD Brothers. Paulie, pull this. Can the long... be included in the crap up this year. 1,000%. Yep, done. You got it. Great idea, SD Brothers. That is brilliant.
Appearance last season. The U.S. The AA tournament appearance.
Poor Adam. I was in a hurry.
But you got it done. He got it done.
It's done.
We got him done.
Sounds great.
We got him done.
Sounds great. Do you think UCSD is like, oh, I'm rethinking this deal now with these guys? Are these guys pros or are they not?
Yeah, this is what they're running out there?
This is what they're doing here? I think you would have crushed that. You write copy. A lot of copy.
I write a lot of copy.
Live and local college basketball can now be heard on 97.3 The Fan. We are the exclusive radio home of UCSD Hoops. Fresh off of their NCAA tournament appearance last season, the UCSD Tritons play here on 97.3 The Fan.
Now, Adam and the voice of God gave him the steak, but Paulie gave him the sizzle. Did you hear the sizzle on that? Woo!
Spice it up a little bit.
That actually makes me want to go watch UCSD basketball.
97.3 The Fan is the exclusive home of the UCSD Tritons. Listen to all of the exciting college hoops action on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Beautiful. Really good. That copy wasn't great, I'll be honest.
No.
That was a lot for 15 seconds.
It was a lot. They crammed too much in.
Yeah.
Because I have to do, we have a bunch of promos we do every night when I'm anchoring, and they're very specific. We got our 17, we got two 16-second promos, we got a 10-second program. I don't write them all, but I will have to make sure they time out correctly. So if there's like 14 seconds of copy, well, I can read it a little slower. Sometimes they'll try to jam 18 seconds of copy, and I know I've got to talk really fast to make sure I get it all in before the time runs out, because you don't have any wiggle room. It's got to be exactly
that's what she said.
The right amount of time to fit into its spot.
I could never get enough Voice of God outtakes. I just couldn't get enough of them.
I mean, I shortened this one down. You remember when our beloved Annie Heilbrun, she was taking over for Ben for 1 week to host Padres Roundtable? You couldn't say her name.
Here's your host, Annie Heilbrun. Heilbrun. Here's your host, Annie Heilbrun. Heilbrun.
Couldn't do it.
Here's your host, Annie Heilbrun. Brun. Annie Heilbrun. Me, Jesus. Here's your host, Annie Heilbrun.
There you go.
Just sitting in his home studio, losing his mind.
Well, the thing that gets me is he'll send me like a 6 minute long start to finish recording. With only about 45 seconds of actual content that I need, I'm like, bro, just trim it. Clip it out.
No.
You're a professional.
Now we want the bits.
But he'll just...
I'm sorry you have to dig through that, but we have to have
that. I sit there, I'm like, oh my God. He'll be like, Andy...
hang on, Paul.
He keeps screwing up, and then a truck will drive by, and he's got his window open. He's like, gosh darn it, and much more crass.
One thing that I found to be always true, though, is once you mess up once, it gets in your
head. Oh, it's in your dome.
And then you could mess up 3, 4, 5 times in a row. If you don't think about it, it's really pretty easy most of the time. And then you mess up once, and then whatever that word is,
you're toast.
It just gets in your head, and you go, I can't say this word anymore.
You're toast.
It really is a mental block.
I was going
block.
Through the file he sent me for the Eno Harris one. He just kept saying it, and he didn't even register with him that he was saying it wrong.
It's time for a weekly segment with Eno Harris. It's time for the weekly segment with Eno Harris. It's time.
He just keeps going. He's like, that. It's Harris to me. He's like, his vision, his eyes saw Harris, and he was running with it.
He is unbelievable. He's an unbelievable. I picture what he looks like in my head. I've never seen him, but I have a picture of him. He's bald.
Oh,
in my head.
No.
I think he's bald.
I don't think so.
I think he's a bald guy.
How old is he?
55.
Okay, 55. Yep. Bald.
55.
Tall or short?
Short.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I think he's tall.
No, he's short with a big booming voice.
UCSD hoops fresh off.
I'm going to say over 6'2".
He's a goatee.
Guaranteed. Okay, I'll agree with that. He's got a goatee.
Yeah, I think he's a goatee. Do you have a picture of him?
I don't. I have no idea.
No idea.
I don't even know what his name is. B.O.G., Voice of God. We got to get him on the show at some point. That's a good idea. Really, really well done, Paulie. Thanks for sifting through that.
You're
it was
welcome.
Brilliant.
He's 17, like Nathan, guy Nathan.
Now, it's 7:17. Adam's coming in at 8. He's not here yet. Does that concern you?
No, we're fine.
All right, show and go?
Yeah, just be ready to roll. We've got Don't Do This coming up next. How does a basketball team get down to one player left?
Malaria. Maybe. I don't know. I'm guessing.
It's not good. Think about it. You'll realize the problem. When you get down to one player in basketball. That is coming up next with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3, The Fan.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
Oh, I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Don't Do This, brought to you by Dixie Line Lumber and Home Centers, helping San Diego homeowners and contractors fix it, build it, and enjoy it. All right, I will get us started. I didn't even know this was legal, but apparently European basketball, they have certain rules, and, well, you have to have at least two players on the court to continue the basketball game. This was in the FIBA Champions League in Switzerland. A team from Italy called Trapani Shark reportedly experiencing some financial problems. Okay. So they showed up for their game, playoff game, against their opponent from Israel in Bulgaria with only five players to start the game. Three of them quit in the first quarter. They don't say why they quit, but they just said, you know what?
Probably because they had five guys.
We're out of here.
The old skeleton crew.
They let the game keep going because apparently you are allowed to continue playing with two players. So they played 2-on-5. It quickly
got...
This
is terrible!
It quickly got out of hand. They were down 38-5.
Oh, my God.
When one of the two players fouled out.
Oh, my God.
Which left Trapani Shark with just the one guy. And the rules state, well, I mean, you can't use no one to inbound it. So you're kind of out of luck when you just have one.
I know you had. They would let you play with two guys.
They let them play with the two against five.
2-on-5.
And then when they
I
were
can't
down
believe
to,
they scored 5 points.
I can't either.
Then when we were down to one, they said, okay, this is over. It is officially a forfeit.
Guys, right,
that guy's
idiot.
Okay.
He
so
fouled
we'll,
out.
That guy's pretty good, so we'll triple team him.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then that guy's not very good, so we'll just double team him.
It was game one of what was supposed to be a two game match, but apparently you forfeit. They're just out in the round of 32 of the Champions League tournament. Apparently, if you don't show up, you get fined 600,000 euros.
Okay.
So the team, even though they didn't really have a team, They said, we don't want to get fined $600,000. Yeah, we can't afford that, so we got to send someone there.
Yeah.
And apparently they sent five not all that enthusiastic players to the game because three of them quit in the middle of the first quarter.
That league sounds like it's on real solid financial footing.
The team, at least, is not not doing so well.
I don't know if you guys saw this story. I don't think we got to it, but Lenny Dykstra was involved in a New Year's Day traffic stop in Pennsylvania. He was not the one driving the car. The guy that was driving the car was pulled over for a motor vehicle infraction. But Nails, Lenny Dykstra, former Met great, opened the glove box during questioning just after midnight. He wanted to confirm his identification, and the police observed in plain sight a container holding suspected crack cocaine / methamphetamine and a glass smoking device containing suspected drug residue. They did not field test the substances. He has been formally charged with misdemeanor possession of drugs and drug paraphernalia. Lenny did time in the clink for fraud, and he's had a long history of substance abuse issues. Now, his attorney says, we firmly assert the alleged narcotics did not belong to Lenny, who's currently recovering from a serious stroke. He was not knowingly in possession or under the influence of any narcotics on his person and was not taken into custody at the scene. The driver was arrested, taken into custody, not Lenny. So our team remains steadfast in our commitment to absolving Lenny of all possession charges.
So he had a stroke.
Yeah.
But then potentially was still
smoking. Using, and it's sad, dude. I mean, that's hardcore.
He's definitely been one of the more troubled
yes.
former MLB players throughout his post-playing career.
That 86 Mets team, Jeff Perlman wrote a book about them that I still have yet to read. I've read excerpts. I've listened to his podcast about it. But, like, you think you went hard. You know, anybody out there listening that had those glory days in the 80s or 90s, you think you went hard. Imagine living that way and also winning a World Series. I mean, Doc Gooden, the day of the parade, missed the parade because he was still up partying. Missed it. Looked out the window and goes, "Oh God, I'm supposed to be at the parade right now, but I'm in a slum house with 40 people doing blow at 7 o'clock in the morning." Just this is like the gnarliest team of all time, the 86 Mets.
Before we get to do this, I love this story from Smash the Numbers in our chat. He says when he was in Michigan, he was at the rec center, and there was a 7-footer on the basketball team there, and just five of us normal guys played against that guy and one other guy, and he said those two guys they beat the five of us.
Yeah, I'd say a 7-footer.
Just kept lobbing it up to him at the rim, and they couldn't stop him.
When I play against Bo and Luca and Taylor in my in front of my house on a 8-foot rim, I look like Wemby. I mean, you have no idea. I can go under, I dunk, I do reverse jams, I throw it off the backboard and slam it. Yeah. Yeah. I'd say that the height advantage gives me, and the
little bit,
the strength to box out those kids. I'm really, really good. I get delusions of grandeur when I'm playing out there. Sometimes, like, maybe I will fill in with Paulie's team and run it one night. It would be the most embarrassing night of my life.
Which, I need it.
Which brings us to a very unlikely basketball win for Do This.
D.D. Mega Doo-Doo.
So on Monday night, the Denver Nuggets took on the Philadelphia 76ers. But it wasn't really... Bless you. It wasn't really the Denver Nuggets because they were missing, well, Nikola Jokic, but also missing Jamal Murray, Aaron Gordon, Jonas Valanciunas, Cameron Johnson, Christian Braun. Essentially, they were missing their best six players.
They're just going to play Philly 5-on-2?
Against Philly. I mean, they had backups. They had enough of a team to play, but, you know, the 76ers had all their stars, Embiid, Maxey, George. They were going to just annihilate them. So much to the point that local sports anchor Scotty Gange of 9 News in Denver on Monday said, don't even bother watching this one. Nuggets are going to get destroyed, do chores instead. Don't even bother watching the game. Well, of course, on Monday night, the Nuggets, the reserves for the Nuggets went out and shocked the 76ers with a 1-point overtime win at the buzzer to win, which led Scotty to have to eat a little bit of crow, and I'll give him the do this for at least admitting when he was wrong. Paulie, we've got some audio.
If you watched that Denver Nuggets game last night, then you witnessed their greatest and most impressive win of the season. And I'm the dummy that told you not to watch. Really, seriously, I'm sorry about that. And there are actually a lot of people I need to apologize to.
I am sorry. All set for action here in Philadelphia.
Big, long package of why he was wrong and how he was wrong. And
they won that game.
They won that game without any of their players.
It was pretty wild.
It was one of the crazier wins that you're going to see in the NBA.
Like, it's still regular season January
NBA
basketball.
The Nuggets money line. This is for a regular basketball game. Plus 600. Just for a regular game between two NBA teams. You never see something like that. Especially a team that's usually as good as the Nuggets with so many stars.
Everyone's hurt?
Yeah.
Man, that's tough. And they won. How do you feel if you're Philly?
Not good.
Cool. Very cool.
Not good.
Yeah. Hey, man. Any given Wednesday or whatever
Monday.
It was. Monday.
And that is Don't and Do This for Thursday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Also Do This for our pal Rod. Happy birthday to one of the most vocal and best supporters of this show and this entire station. Rod is a G, and happy birthday to you, my friend.
Happy birthday.
Adam Klug is in the building.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Rod.
Good Lord.
Sorry. Adam Klug is in the building. We've got one more segment, though, to enjoy Paul and Woods. It is coming up next.
Don't go away.
That's it. On San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Just had some big breaking news in the NFL. We will share that with you momentarily. First, though, let's get a quick check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Well, it was Black Monday to start the week and then a little Black Tuesday, but now we're all the way to Black Thursday when Adam Schefter just tweeted that the Miami Dolphins have fired head coach Mike McDaniel. Dolphins owner Stephen Ross met with McDaniel this week to discuss the season. After that meeting and reflection, Ross decided to move on.
Had to know that was coming.
You didn't have to know it was coming. I would think that the immediate implication is everyone's going to assume that yes. John Harbaugh is going to be the next coach of Miami. Now, Schefter has reported that they haven't even talked yet. There has not even been a conversation.
See, I saw yesterday
between Harbaugh and Miami.
I saw yesterday that they had reached out. So who knows what to believe, right? I saw somebody sent out a graphic. They have spoken to John Harbaugh already. Mike McDaniel is still currently their coach. But you're now saying that Schefter says they haven't spoken yet.
That's what he says. I am somewhat skeptical that that is true.
Okay.
Because if you were going to fire him, why'd you wait a few days unless you thought all of a sudden...
You had a chance.
Yeah, but...
No, doesn't that lead you to believe that they have spoken?
Yeah, he's definitely available, and that would lead me to believe it. But according to the reporting, that has not happened yet, but I would imagine it will happen at some point, and he's probably going to be the leading candidate to become the new head coach of the Miami Dolphins. Here's an interesting stat that Adam Schefter threw out as well. With the firing of Mike McDaniel, that means now 25% of NFL head coaches were fired this last week or before the end of the season and this last week. Do professional sports teams fire coaches too often?
We live in San Diego now. There's been lots of weird extenuating circumstances.
Morning, guys.
Morning, AJ. Now, I don't recall John Harbaugh saying, yeah, every time we play the Dolphins, I would look across the field and think, man, that's where I belong. Or, I'm going to retire for my mental health, right? That we've had weird extenuating circumstances here, but the answer, I think, is unequivocally yes, that they do fire managers, coaches, head coaches way too much. I really do. I this guy was your guy and you were bought into the whole philosophy. He had a, you know, killer presentation and he won some games. And I do think, you know, that what's the minimum a coach should be given to turn a franchise like Pete Carroll?
3 years.
Three.
Okay. 3 years.
And what sport?
Any sport, really.
I would say football gets 3 years. I would say baseball gets 5. I think you need 5 years at the helm. And also, how much of a...
As a manager?
As a manager. I'd say 5 years is fair. Well, no, there's more games in baseball. You get a bigger selection. Maybe three. That three might be the sweet spot.
I think three is fair for
any
coach to show truly what they have. You know, you arrive. The first year, you arrive, you inherit a roster. You inherit what they already know of a previous system. You've got to uncoach some things. You got to change some things.
Culture,
install
culture.
Some coaches have immediate success, but others, you know, you've got to expect it might take some time to get the right personnel in for your systems.
Like Vaughn says, and I was just going to make that point, that so many times it's out of your hands. Like you're not given a fair shake because the GM is terrible or the ownership is like, we're not spending any money, or, you know, you draft poorly. Now, the head coach in a football team has a you know, big part of who he wants to draft. I would imagine, unless you're a Dallas Cowboy head coach, you probably get almost no say at all in that respect. But I do think, you know, for baseball, you know, you think about some of these managers that you look at and you're like, man, I'm sorry, dude. Like, you're kind of a, like Kurt Suzuki this year on a 1-year deal for the Angels. He's at the mercy of Perry Manasian and Artie Moreno. Are we going to be able to get a good judge of Kurt Suzuki as a manager?
Of course not.
1-year deal?
Of course not.
No, no. And so, I you know, 1 year is certainly not enough. 2 years is probably not enough.
By the way, 1 year of success doesn't mean you know what you're doing either.
Correct, man. Yeah.
Jace Tingler did a real nice job for a short 60-game season.
He did.
Real nice job.
He did.
Didn't look quite as good the next year.
Yep.
But he only got his 2 years as well. He didn't get three.
Yeah.
In fact, there hasn't been a Padres manager who's gotten three since Andy Green got three.
Did he?
I think three he got full? Into his four. I think okay. It was his fourth where he got let go.
That's crazy. He's the longest tenured manager since we've been a
since
show.
Since Bud Black. Yep. He's the longest tenured Padres manager.
That's insane behavior. So I do think the answer is, I think some teams have too quick
but,
of a
But there's
a
an obvious reason for it. It's because it's the one thing you can do. When your team is struggling and the fans are not happy, you can't change the entire roster. But you can change the coach, and that creates at least some buzz.
It gives you the illusion that we're doing something. We are taking this seriously. He is out. He's out. I'm not, by the way, this is not me in defense of Mike McDaniel at all. Like, I don't, I liked his shtick when he first got in the league. I mean, this guy's kooky, man. He's crazy. He does it differently. And then you could see how it started to wear thin. I know one Dolphins.
Made the playoffs his first two seasons.
Yeah,
obviously, didn't go as well the last couple of years, but finished 35-33. He has a winning record as a head coach, even though he had a quarterback who was injured all the time, concussed all the time, had a really bad season this year. I don't know that. You know, I don't know that Mike McDaniel is not a good coach, and he's been around now, 4 years, and I don't know that he's not a good coach.
Yeah, and again, you know, you had the offseason started for him with somebody asking Tua the question, like, hey, would a fresh start be in your plans for next year? He goes, yeah, sounds dope. Like, so, you know, what am I supposed to do here? But I think when a candidate like that comes on the market in a John Harbaugh, of course, if you're ownership, you go, ooh, if we could get him, we could turn this thing around. And so it makes sense, man. It's a got to
be. Do you fire the head coach, though, until you're confident that you're going to
get
the new coach that you want?
I think the answer to that question is, if we go for John Harbaugh and don't get him, are we going to be so sad that we let Mike McDaniel go? And probably in this case, the answer is no.
Yeah.
Then they'll go and get the second best candidate that they can possibly get, who's not John Harbaugh, but they decided it was time to make a change. That the statement from Tua was very telling.
Yeah, sounds dope.
And, you know, it's similar to the reporting out of Baltimore that, you know, John Harbaugh and Lamar Jackson just weren't on the. I mean, that he lost the. I don't know what losing. They use that phrase a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, the manager, the coach has lost the locker room, or they've lost the clubhouse.
What does that mean for like a 53-man roster?
No one loses the entire.
I don't know. I bet you they have.
I doubt it. I'm sure that they still have.
Eight, ten
guys who still are, no, I love this coach. He's my favorite coach I've ever
had
in my life.
He's just hanging out with the special teams guys.
Yeah. Me, him, the kicker, the punter.
And I would say it's very rare that any manager or coach has complete buy-in from every single player. Remember, you are starting some guys, you are benching other guys. Inherently, some guys are going to go, yeah, this guy thinks the world of me. I think he's a great coach. I'm on the same wavelength. I love his play calls. The guy who's sitting on the bench going, I should be playing, probably is not completely bought into that coach's system. So you're never going to get everybody on your side, and you're never going to lose everybody either.
Yeah, it's tough. I do believe you can lose an entire locker room. I think you can. I think there is something that happens where everyone's like, this guy's a buffoon. Like, I can't listen to his
trash. I would
trash
like to
anymore.
Think that.
That's got to be the most miserable feeling in the world.
I would
world
like
if you're
to think
coach.
That anyone who's that much of a buffoon would get weeded out before they get to the point of being a manager of a Major League Baseball team or the head coach of a National Football League team. Like, at some stage as an assistant, didn't you get, you know, sussed out that you weren't going to be head coaching material? But I guess there are some that fail to the top, as it were.
Yep, 100%. So again,
I think Mike McDaniel will get another job. I don't know if it'll be right now.
I bet
coordinator instantly.
Yep.
But head coaching job, I doubt he is done with his head coaching career. There's a lot of coaches out there that have gotten other jobs with losing records. He's got a winning record with the Miami Dolphins.
Yep, 100%. Happy birthday, KG the Elephant, one of our favorite YouTube members.
Happy birthday, KG the Elephant.
Are you happy? That's a great nickname, by the way.
KG the Elephant's amazing.
KG initials, I'm assuming.
Yes.
KG the Elephant.
Oh, like KG the Elephant. KG the Elephant.
Yes, that's why.
I get it now.
Now you get it. You didn't get it before?
I didn't really think about it, no.
I know exactly...
he thought it was an elephant named KG.
I know exactly one Dolphins fan. His name's Chris Ello. He works in this radio station. He's elated, right?
Yes, he was not a fan of the Mike McDaniel regime.
He doesn't seem like he would be a fan of Mike McDaniel.
He would if it was working.
I think
he was the first couple of years.
This guy's the best. I love his shtick. Yeah, winning cures everything, and losing hurts everything.
True.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't all have to be carbon copy, cookie cutter head coaches. There should be room in professional sports for guys who don't look necessarily the part. He did not look the part.
Ooh.
Probably of all 32 NFL coaches, he looked the least the
part.
And
I was legitimately like rooting for him when he got the job because of that. I'm like, this guy's different, and let's just see what happens.
Like that Michigan interim coach, Biff Pogge or whatever his name was, he looked the part.
Yes.
But it was not that great of a head coach. They'd let him go after one interim game.
Yeah.
But you see Biff Pogge. You see Biff Pogge go... Football coach.
Looks the part.
Yeah.
Mike McDaniel did not look the part.
His name's also Biff. Biff Pogge.
His name's the part.
Yeah. So I don't know, man. That's big news out of the NFL.
It is. So there's a lot of coaching vacancies now. A full quarter of the league is searching for a new head coach at this point. They all can't get John Harbaugh. I promise you.
Yep.
Only one will be able to land John Harbaugh. And I said it yesterday. If I'm John Harbaugh, I'm thinking about a year in broadcasting, take some time off,
and see what other options.
But, you know, if Miami is the spot, then maybe Miami is the spot.
Yep.
Paulie with a nice picture of Biff Pogge.
Let's see Biff. Yeah, that is
a football coach.
What
right
other
there.
Profession could Biff Pogge have gone into with the look?
driver's ed teacher.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a football coach.
PE coach, yeah.
That's a Michigan, like a Midwest football coach.
That's Midwest high school football coach, also teaches
drivers.
That guy,
he's not
ed.
Coaching at UCLA.
USC. No. You need more of a face man out there.
You know,
there.
And the funny thing, Smash the Numbers is right. Biff Pogge didn't grow up as a coach. He was a hedge fund manager, made tons of money,
what?
And then decided later in life.
Oh, I want to try this.
I've got money now. I just want to get into football coaching.
Oh, God, I would do that. If I was a hedge fund manager, I would just coach Little League full time. Be the greatest. Well, Benny, we're going to miss you for a few hours.
Yes, I will catch up to you after the show.
What's your plan?
I think, I need to drive, I need to get gas.
I do too. Sorry, Paulie.
And then at that point, I maybe grab a snack, and I might try to drive all the way through just to get there in time, or just a very brief stop if I get hungry in Yuma somewhere.
Now, interesting...
It's usually the Gila Ben loves is kind of the...
Now
I won't get there. I will not make it to Gila Bend on the tank that I've got right now.
The interesting thing is you have an Airbnb with your friend Scott that's coming out. You guys are going to golf, but you don't have it tonight.
No, not until tomorrow.
You are couch surfing tonight.
That's true.
At our Airbnb. When's the last time you slept on a couch?
Never.
Maybe he's staying with Delilah. We don't even know.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Are you? All right. What if you slept with me? That would be a good bit, because you know I'm taking the master bedroom. Sorry. You want to sleep in my bed tonight?
Sharing a bed?
Ben and Woods.
Do you sleep on the left side of the bed or the right side of the bed?
If you're standing at the foot of the bed, I'm on the left side.
Like you're staring
like facing
at the
bed?
If you're
facing
looking at the headboard?
If I'm looking at the headboard, I'm on the left side.
Okay, I'm on the right.
All right. I mean, hey, we like bits on this show.
I think you absolutely need to do this.
Could we put up like a pillow wall between us?
No. Those aren't pillows.
Why? Where's your other hand?
Sleep in the same bed tonight at Fantasy Camp is a possibility. I don't want you sleeping on the couch. Your back will get all jacked up.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
All right, let's do it.
Jesus. Have fun, Ben.
Have fun.
No,
see
spooning.
You soon, buddy.
All
well,
right,
hey,
drive
remember,
safely.
This is our baby. Take care of it. Okay?
I will do our best.
Thank you.
Ben and Adam coming up next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.